Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Four Pillars of Investing: Lessons for Building a Winning Portfolio by William J. Bernstein is a personal finance and investing book that explains how individual investors can build durable portfolios without relying on speculation or sales-driven advice. Bernstein organizes the book around four linked areas of knowledge: investing theory, market history, investor psychology, and the business practices of brokers and mutual funds. Rather than presenting a formula for beating the market, the book argues that long-term success comes from understanding risk, diversification, and the limits of human judgment. It is especially relevant for readers who want a clear framework for managing their own investments, including retirement savings, index-based strategies, and asset allocation decisions. The book combines academic ideas with practical caution, showing how past market crashes, behavioral mistakes, and industry conflicts can damage returns if investors are not careful. Its purpose is not excitement, but discipline, structure, and realism. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, asset allocation matters more than stock picking. A central argument of the book is that the broad division of a portfolio across asset classes matters more than selecting individual winning stocks or bonds. Bernstein draws heavily on modern portfolio theory to show that risk and return should be understood together, not as separate concerns. This means investors should think first about how much exposure they want to equities, bonds, and other categories before worrying about specific securities. The practical implication is that portfolio construction begins with defining an appropriate mix for the investor's goals, time horizon, and tolerance for volatility. Bernstein's approach challenges the common belief that clever selection or frequent trading can reliably outperform a disciplined allocation plan. Instead, he emphasizes that diversification reduces dependence on any single outcome and helps protect investors from catastrophic error. This pillar is important because it shifts attention away from prediction and towards structure, which is much more controllable for ordinary investors. Secondly, market history teaches humility about bubbles and crashes. Bernstein uses financial history to show that markets repeatedly move through cycles of enthusiasm, excess, and collapse. He does not treat these episodes as random accidents, but as recurring patterns shaped by easy credit, speculative behavior, and forgotten lessons from the past. By studying past bubbles and crashes, investors can better recognize the conditions that often accompany unjustified price inflation. The point is not that history predicts exact turning points, but that it reveals how confident market narratives can become detached from fundamentals. This historical perspective is useful because it discourages overreaction to the present moment and reduces the temptation to assume that current conditions are unique. Bernstein's historical analysis also reinforces the need for patience. Market extremes usually look convincing while they are unfolding, which is precisely why they are dangerous. The lesson is intellectual humility, not market timing. Investors who understand history are less likely to chase euphoria or panic when prices fall. Thirdly, investor psychology is often the biggest threat to returns. The book places strong emphasis on behavioral mistakes, arguing that investors often damage their own results through emotion and bias rather than through poor information alone. Bernstein discusses herd behavior, overconfidence, short-term thinking, and the tendency to abandon a sound plan during stress. These weaknesses matter because even a well-designed portfolio can fail if the owner cannot stay committed through volatility. The psychological challenge is not merely knowing what to do, but acting consistently when markets become uncomfortable. Bernstein's treatment of behavior is practical because it encourages investors to design habits that reduce impulsive decisions, such as checking portfolios less frequently or maintaining enough liquidity to avoid forced selling. He treats psychology as a structural issue, not a moral one. Humans are simply prone to biases that conflict with long-term investing. This makes self-awareness essential. The book suggests that the greatest skill in investing is often emotional discipline, since many of the most expensive mistakes happen when people confuse temporary market noise with durable information. Fourthly, the investment industry often puts sales before fiduciary duty. Another major pillar of the book is a warning about the business side of investing. Bernstein argues that brokers, salespeople, and many mutual fund structures are not aligned with the best interests of individual investors. The problem is not that every professional is dishonest, but that compensation systems often reward transaction volume, product turnover, and asset gathering rather than long-term outcomes. This creates a conflict between what is profitable for the intermediary and what is efficient for the client. Bernstein uses this idea to explain why investors should be skeptical of unnecessary trading, high fees, and supposedly sophisticated products that add complexity without improving results. The practical value of this pillar is that it teaches readers to ask who benefits from a recommendation. If the answer is primarily the seller, caution is warranted. This part of the book broadens the investing discussion beyond markets themselves and into incentives, showing that poor outcomes are often produced not just by bad decisions, but by an industry structure that quietly extracts value from uninformed investors. Lastly, a resilient portfolio is built through simplicity, diversification, and discipline. The final practical message of the book is that successful investing depends on building a portfolio that can survive both market volatility and human error. Bernstein does not present a secret formula or a high-return shortcut. Instead, he argues for a thoughtful combination of asset allocation, diversification, low-cost implementation, and long-term commitment. This approach is designed to be robust rather than exciting. The strength of the method is that it lowers the probability of disastrous decisions, such as concentrating too much in one asset, chasing recent performance, or paying excessive fees. Bernstein's framework is especially valuable because it helps readers translate theory into an operating plan. A portfolio should fit the investor's real circumstances and be simple enough to maintain through changing conditions. The deeper insight is that resilience matters more than perfection. By reducing complexity and avoiding the false promise of certainty, investors can create a process that is far more dependable than trying to outguess markets. This makes the book a guide to sensible portfolio design rather than a manual for speculation. In conclusion, The Four Pillars of Investing is best suited for individual investors, retirement savers, and readers who want a serious but accessible framework for managing money on their own. It is especially useful for people who are skeptical of market hype, financial product salesmanship, and the idea that investing success comes from constant activity or expert forecasting. Bernstein's value lies in the way he combines theory, history, psychology, and industry critique into one coherent model. That combination makes the book stand out from many investing titles that focus only on asset allocation, or only on behavior, or only on market history. Here, those elements reinforce one another, creating a fuller explanation of why investors succeed or fail. The practical benefit is a more durable decision-making process. Readers learn how to build a diversified portfolio, avoid costly emotional mistakes, and recognize conflicts of interest in the financial industry. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of how markets really work and why disciplined investing is less about prediction than about avoiding preventable errors. For readers seeking realism over hype, this book remains a strong and distinctive choice. If you would like to support William J. Bernstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!